Part of Otad used to review the bottom lines that we came out in the halakha yesterday. Question is asked that after a person is buried, let's say in Chutz La'aretz, or a person passes away in Chutz La'aretz, is it permissible to bring his body or to reinter his body and bring it to Eretz Yisrael? So this is actually subject to a big machloket in the Yerushalmi, in Masechet Kilayim, the ninth perek. There, over there, it says two rabbis were walking, and all of a sudden they saw a lot of aronot making their way from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. And one of the rabbis said that, what are they doing over here? They're bringing tum'ah to Eretz Yisrael. It's not enough that they didn't come to Eretz Yisrael in their lifetime. So now they're bringing tum'ah to Eretz Yisrael, but to tam'i'u et arsi. They're bringing tum'ah to my land. And so it seems according to that shita, that not only is it not proper, or that it's not, it brings a ketrug, it opens up a prosecution to bring bodies of Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. Actually, that is the opinion as well of the Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh is posek, like that opinion in Yerushalmi, that really a person dies in Chutz La'aretz, shouldn't bring the body to Eretz Yisrael. The Zohar actually asks on Yaakov Abinu. Yaakov Abinu died in Mitzrayim. Yaakov Abinu was different. The Shekhinah was with him. When his neshama left, it didn't bring the tum'ah that a regular body in Chutz La'aretz does. Therefore, leave Yaakov Abinu is the exception. So you have already one opinion in Yerushalmi plus a Zohar HaKadosh. The Ummatam, in that Yerushalmi, it brings the opinion of Rabbi El-Azhar. Rabbi El-Azhar said that Adrabah, he said, if somebody passes away in Chutz La'aretz, it's not like passing away in Eretz Yisrael, but nonetheless, when they bring him to Eretz Yisrael, they're burying him there, v'chiper admato amo, that the land of Eretz Yisrael can be mechaper for dying in Chutz La'aretz. And therefore, it's okay. Of course, if a person went to Eretz Yisrael before he passed away and died there, much better, but nonetheless, v'chiper admato amo. Harambam writes in Hilchot Melachim, like that opinion of Rabbi El-Azhar as well. It's also brought in Masechet Ketuvot. It says that Ula used to go back and forth from Babel to Eretz Yisrael. He made his way back to Babel and he died in Babel. So one of the rabbis commented, Ula, Sadiq like this should die and be buried in Babel. But don't worry, they're bringing him to Eretz Yisrael. So, okay, good Baruch Hashem. So it's not like dying in Eretz Yisrael, but V'chiper Admato Amo. Maran, in the laws of Avelut, is posek like that opinion as well. That it's permissible to bury people who died in Chutz La'aretz. Not only that, but some of that was buried already. It's permissible to dig them up again and take them to Eretz Yisrael. This was a big question that was discussed. They asked the question to Achav Avadyan Yabiya Omer Chalek Zayin. There was a rabbi from London, Rabbi Shlomo Gaon, and he wanted to exhume the body of Moses Montefiore. So Moses Montefiore from Ramsgate, where he was buried, and bring him to Har HaZeitim. He felt such a man like this that did so much for Klal Yisrael, arguably one of the greatest philanthropists of all time, the Jewish people, and he had tremendous, he partook in the Sadakot and Eretz Yisrael, building up the Yeshuv. He felt that would be a big zechut for him. And Hacham of Adyah, Alav Hashem in the landmark Teshuvah, says, absolutely, deserves to bring it. It's well known that Rav Chaim Palachi, Alav Hashalom, wrote a special sefer, and he dedicated it to Hilal and Moshe. He wrote it, dedicated to Moses Montefiore. He believed that he was, worthy enough that a book should be written about him. He did a lot of hasadim for Klal Yisrael. So Rabbi Avayah ruled, bring him to Eretz Yisrael. The Umato, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, Rabbi Shlomo Negrot Moshe, he felt that, listen, he didn't ask to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. He wanted to be buried in Ramsgate where he was, next to his wife, although the question was to bring his wife with him. But Rabbi Moshe said, only when a child requests it, then you do it, but not if Stam, some. And he said, By moving Montefiore, you're being Motzi Laaretz and all the other tzaddikim. Every tzaddik was buried in Chutz La'aretz now. Let's take their bodies and move them to... Why is he better than all the other tzaddikim? Therefore, since it's not his family that's asking for it, you can't do it. So I think ultimately they didn't move him. But nonetheless, we see from the Halakha that Maran holds that bodies, and Chabad Vadya holds, even if he didn't request it, it's a zechut for him to be taken to it. As we know, Rav Hida was buried in Livorno, Italy, and after hundreds of years, they exhumed his body, they reinterred it in Eretz Yisrael, and had him in Uchot. When you walk in, you had the Hida. It's a big ceremony they made over there. The Tzaddikim of Yerushalayim then, and when the Kaliyahu Alav HaShalom was involved, and they buried his body. The story is told when they brought the body of the Hida to bury him, they needed to make sure that his body was, you know, intact. That he didn't move from the flight. The bones were intact. And they decided that one of the rabbis will put his hand underneath the sheet and just to feel to make sure that everything is in order. And Rabbi Mordechai Eliyahu said that we can't touch the tzaddik. And he turned to the Rabbi Hidan and he said, listen, we want to respect you. If something is out of place, do it yourself. And all of a sudden the whole table shook and they heard the bones of Rabbi Hidan moving around. Rabbi Mordechai Eliyahu was there. He said people in the room fainted, understandably. The last point, and they brought him to Eretz Yisrael. And then the Hiddush was that Rabbi Mordechai Eliyahu, not planned, is buried right next to the Hida. It worked out that he was, because he did that chesed shel emet, that Borei Olam paid him back properly. The Petchei Teshuvah brings down very interesting Noda Bihuda. Rabbi Haskel Landau was buried in Prague. He wrote the Sefer Noda Bihuda and the Tziyun Nefesh Chaya. And he brings down an interesting thing that even people that are buried in Chutz La'aretz, they should take earth from Eretz Yisrael. And you can still have that benefit of Chipet Admato Amo. And he asked that please take earth from Eretz Yisrael and put it on his body, even though he was buried in Chutz La'aretz. One of the members, the older members in the Shul yesterday, pointed out that he remembers that when his father passed away, Hakam Yaakov Katzin Alav HaShalom also advised to take Afar from Eretz Yisrael, I guess that they had, and to put it on the body, his eyes and so on, different places, in order to get that benefit of Bechiped Admatu Amo. But the Ma'aseh, why we discuss this, because it happened, a lot of people that were buried during the COVID were buried in Chutz La'aretz, even though they had plans to go to Eretz Yisrael, now that the things are starting to open up, so a lot of those bodies were dug up again and reinterred and sent to Eretz Yisrael for a second burial. Clearly, in that case, it's permissible. They requested it. That's nothing to talk about. Hadush is that even, you know, if somebody else out of the family requests it and believes that it's the right thing, that would be permissible. Not only permissible, but that would be something noble to do.